Thank you for joining me on my podcast. Welcome to another day. You ever felt like you're in a battle? Well, you are. I'll be right back. Thank you for joining me on my podcast. Welcome. Paul describes some of the trials we have to go through as a battle. And he was well acquainted with Roman soldiers in that area, especially in that time period. He recognized the battles that they fought and seen the weapons they used and how they were dressed. And he used that to translate that over to the Christian life. But first, you have to recognize who the enemy is. And 2 Corinthians 2:11, Paul says, "Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Another translation says, "Be aware, unless Satan will get a foothold on you, because we are not ignorant of what his devices are." His devices, people. He uses people. He's always behind it. He may be directly in charge, but he's up front behind it. I had a hard time praying when I was going to bring this message. He's in our thoughts. He's uses situations we can find ourselves in. He uses us against ourselves. Our worst enemy can be our own self. Striving against. I'm going to talk about striving later. Striving against the Lord. Trying to get it done our way. And all this, and Satan is right behind it. Distracting you from the truth. For being with him. Being with the Lord. Let me read Ephesians. Ephesians 6:13. Like I said, Paul spent a lot of time in jail. He's seen the Roman soldiers up close. He's seen how they dressed, the different armament, how they fought. "Therefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days. And have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Paul said, make your stand. All these different pieces of the armament, the breastplate, righteousness. You live righteous, your heart, protect your heart. Your feet shod with the gospel of peace. You standing firm on the truth, on the peace of God. And everything been held together by truth, the belt of truth. And the word is the sword of the spirit. But all those in the helmet of salvation. But all those different pieces, that's fine for the Roman soldiers, because there are different segments of the armament to do the battle. But for us, it is all one piece. It all run together. Every piece of that armament run together in our life. Paul using it as an example of how we should fight. Our thoughts, what goes in our thoughts goes in our heart. We need to be prepared to fight it off and to stand firm. Paul used the example of having a casting down your imaginations and every thought that exalts itself against the Lord. I used the example of how they built cities, strong walls, and sometimes Satan can build a wall around your mind, and Paul is saying that we can cast that wall down through the word, through prayer, through seeking the Lord. Whatever thought that comes in your head, try to bound you up, get your mind stirred up, and drag you away from God. We must turn back to the truth of the word. The word of God, it says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. He knows what you're thinking. He knows how to go down inside you. He knows what really makes you tick. So whenever the devil comes against you and he brings thoughts against you, anything you do, Satan is right there. One of his emissaries are there to cloud your thoughts, to drag you away from the truth. He's not going to come up and tell you, for a strong Christian, and just say, God is not real. He is not right. His word is not truth. He's going to use subtle things. He's going to start off with a commercial of a woman. Little things, the longer you look at it, he can use those things to draw your mind away, cloud your mind with women and thoughts of anger, remembering what happened to you a long time ago. Draw you away, building that wall around you. It always starts with a little thought. Then it blossom and grow and get big. A little pebble, a little block, 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 it builds up a great wall around you. It builds a great wall around you. And all you have to rely on is the Lord, and that is enough. So many times I tried to pray and my mind was filled with just thoughts that is not relevant to God or to anything. That is the devil attacking me, trying to force me to get my mind off the Lord. If he can do it while you're trying to pray, he'll do it while you're going to your daily activities. And what do you do? You remember the word. That's the sword. You need to knock down that wall. That's why it is so important. It's for you to read the word of God. It feeds your spirit. And it feeds your mind. It makes your mind stronger. Your communion, you're not just reading a book, words on a page. You are having communion with God. When you pick up his word and you read it, and you're feeding your spirit. This is the food. This is the food for your soul. The Bible is the food for your soul. The word of God, the sword of the spirit. It keeps you afloat. It keeps your mind clear. It makes you stronger. If you don't eat, you get weak. If you don't eat your food, you don't eat your breakfast and your lunch and your dinner, you lose nourishment. You get weaker and weaker. And that's the same thing with this. The word of God, you get weak. and you open yourself up to attack. Very seldom do hyenas do a lion attack a strong prey. He found the weakest one alone, and that's when he attacks. More about that in a minute. He found the weakest prey and attack him. That's the way it is with us. That's why you got to stay in the Word. I'm just encouraging you to stay, study the Word. Some people say, I don't understand. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to open your eyes up to it. He also uses your brother or sister to help you out. Call somebody, ask them, help me to understand this. Get you a good Bible-based dictionary. Commentary. But first, before you get a commentary, you make sure you get on your knees and ask the Lord to open your eyes, help you understand if you don't understand something. But he see the effort that you put in, and you see the effort that you don't put in, and reading the Word, because that's your sword, that's your armament. Living right is part of your armament. It's the breastplate of righteousness. Standing firm on what you believe. He said, stand. Paul said, stand. Stand. Therefore, take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil days. These days are evil. And having done all to stand, stand. You did it. You were saved. You're filled with the Spirit. You're reading the Word. Stand strong. Live right. Stand strong. And stand doesn't mean stand still in one spot. Stand means I have planted my foot down on this and I'm going forward and my heart is settled in this. I'm staying still in the Word. I'm standing still in Him. But I'm moving forward as a soldier. Marching forward. And every time the devil puts up a block around my head, I can knock it down. Every time we bring up a thought in my head, I can move it. I can, because I'm in a battle. This is a battle. Because I need to stay centered in the Word, focus on His Word. Because if I don't, I get weak. And I could become prey to the devil. I believe it was John who laid out the evolution of, may I use a word, of sin. It started off as a thought. Then it grows. Then it gives birth to a thought, and it takes root in your heart and grow to sin. That's not exactly right. That's my abbreviation of it. Sins always start with a thought, and you can kill that thought as soon as it pops in your head by focusing and reading the Word. You say, I can't remember a lot. I can't remember a lot either, as you see. I'm to the point where I don't remember everything. But I know what I'm talking about, and that's why I keep the Word with me all the time. And the Lord knows it, and the Holy Spirit knows it. But I feed myself with His Word when the enemy come against me. This is one of the standards that God used to protect me, His Word. Quoting Scripture, no weapon formed against me going to prosper. The historical context of that is for Israel, but the application is for us. Anything that comes against a child of God is not going to prosper. We stay in the Word. When we stay in the Word, we're staying with Him. We stay in communion with Him. And the most powerful weapon that we have, when we are in communion with God, this weapon is potent. This weapon become powerful. The weapon I'm talking about is prayer. I know some of you have heard this plenty of times. I see my mother and my grandmother pray. But my great-grandmother, I do remember her praying. I was there. I was just looking at her trying to figure out, what is she doing? Growing up, I do remember seeing her pray. Praying for us, praying for my mom, praying for my house, her household. And we all turned out good. We had struggles, but God kept His hand on us. He honored her prayers. The prayers of a righteous man prevaileth much. The prayers of a righteous man hold back and fight off a lot. Everything that comes against us, when we kneel down and pray. You don't have to kneel and pray. You can walk and pray. You can walk around at work and pray. Let me read Ephesians 6:18. As I said, part of the armament was living right, keeping our hearts pure before God, and standing on His word, having His word ready to give an answer to the attacks that come against us. Being ready to share that word with others. Part of that armor is also wearing that helmet, protects our thoughts. Stay in communion with the Lord. That's the only way we can do that. And that is through the word. And that is through praying, which is in verse 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the spirit, being watchful to this very end. Perseverance and supplications for all the saints. This is coming from Paul. That's part of your armament too. In your battle. Praying. Always. Not just praying for yourself. Or praying for things. Praying for others. Supplication is praying for all the saints. The first thing I do, I pray for my family. The first thing I do, I thank the Lord for all. Then I pray for my family. I pray for everybody else first. Then I pray for me. When the battle comes, I have the word of God. I quote the word of God. I remember His words. And I pray. I go into prayer. I go to that prayer mode. That's the first thing that went through my mind when they told me my brother was in the hospital. I immediately, my mind shifted into that prayer mode. I got to get prayer. I got to call the saints, and I got to get in the prayer situation. I got to go in the prayer closet. I got to go there and get on my knees and cry out to the Lord, because I know the Lord will help me. The Lord will fix the situation. He will move in where I can't get there. And sometimes I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like getting on my knees. But I do it anyway. God is not looking for a long prayer. People, I have known people brag about, oh, I spent 3 or 4 hours in prayer. Okay, good. He's looking for quality prayer. Prayer, that's that big, what do you call it, howitzer, that cannon, big old whatever cannon. I wasn't in the military. Do I like war movies? You know what I'm talking about. The one that shoots off the big missiles out of it. That's prayer. Blowing away that wall the devil trying to build around us. Sometimes when he put a thought in my mind, when I'm walking, I see something I shouldn't see, and that's easy these days. I cry out to the Lord in my mind. I don't do it in the middle of the street. And that's me using my weapons. And I quote scripture. That's me using my weapons to knock down that wall. And Christians, we are soldiers. And we're not standing still. We're making a stand. We're being settled and firmly footed in Christ. But we're still moving forward. That's what it means by stand. Not playing games, not playing Christian, but going forward in Christ, with Christ in our hearts, with his word, in prayer, with the whole armor of God, living a life worthy of him. And we cannot forget, we need to praise him for everything. Always. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the first fruit of our lips. Give thanks to his name. The first thing you should do when you wake up in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything. Thank you for filling me with your spirit. Thank you for let me see another day. That's the first thing I need to do. Thank him. Praise him. I heard Bishop Wooden says, give him a faith praise. Whatever you pray for, you praise him like you already got it in your hands. That's what I did. That's what I do. Thank you, Lord, for helping me with these situations that I am facing. Thank you, Lord, this financial situation that I got to deal with. Thank you, Lord, for you, for being you. I thank him because it could have been worse, but it's not. I'm a whole lot of better shape than a lot of people. I'm a whole lot of shape. My family. I thank him for my family. My son, who's now in Indiana, getting ready to graduate with his master's, and all the families that he grew up with, the kids, I look at them, and back then I was thinking, they're so much better than that. Me and us, my family, I thought they were better. And those are thoughts that ran to my mind, and some of them did look down on me. But I look at them today, most of them are divorced. Majority of them are divorced. Some of them just disappeared off the screen. Didn't go to college. Dropped out of college. Here I am. Got a meager job. Both of us, my wife and me. The Lord blessed us. Here we are with a son graduating with a master's degree in just a few days. Still strong. I didn't think I would make it to this day, but the Lord did have mercy on me and brought me to this day. I didn't think I would be here this long, but I'm here. I praise him. The devil comes in my mind and says, you know, it is because you took care of yourself, and you listened to the doctor, and that is false. That has little to do. The truth is, it was the Lord that sustained my life. Because all the medicine I'm taking right now is just stressful and uncomfortable, but I'm here and I'm blessed. I'm going forward, and every thought that tried to stop me, I'm using the armament that God's have given me, the word, prayer, and I'm praising the name of the Lord, for he have done great things in my life. That's one more thing that a lot of Christians need to understand. I need to understand this too. I need to spend more time in contact with my family. I cannot be a loner like I have always been all my life. Except when I got married, I had to break away from that shell and realize it ain't about me anymore. I got a whole family to think about. And I got to remember, I got brothers and sisters here in South Carolina. Yes, I said South Carolina. I'm a country boy. I've always been. Don't want to be a city boy. That thing I'm talking about is fellowshipping with other believers. Paul said, let me see, Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assemblies of yourselves together as in the manner of some, but exhort one another, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. We got to work together. We got to focus on one another, not just ourselves. Give your brother in Christ a call. Speak to him. Go to church. Get with other believers. Somehow you got to stay in touch and tune. I'm preaching to the choir here. You got to stay in touch and tune with everybody in your circle of believers. The fellowship, why? Because it was said in Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the continent of his friend. Iron sharpens iron. We help one another. We encourage one another. You're not by yourself. You're not an island. You're not out there alone. You have the word of God. You pray. You praise him. And you fellowship with other believers. That is how we fight that battle. There's a song saying, this is how I fight my battles. They say it with our hands lifted up, praising God. This is how I fight my battles. When I'm on my knees, I say, this is how I fight my battles. When I'm reading the word, this is how I fight my battles. When I'm praying, this is how I fight my battles. When I'm praising, this is how I fight my battles. When I'm fellowshipping with other believers, this is how I fight my battles. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your spirit working in my heart, moving in me, seeing the truth, drawing me closer to you. But most of all, thank you for my brothers and my sisters here in Charlotte and in South Carolina. Thank you for healing and delivering. You worked a miracle with my brother, Dwayne. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord. I praise you and I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, for you are worthy. Father, bless the word. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the word that you're giving me. And I honor you in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Bless this word as it go forth. Bless whoever hear it. Help them if they go into battles. I pray for everyone that going through battles. Everyone that is struggling, fighting off thoughts and whatever it may be. Because that's where the biggest battle is in your mind. People coming against them. Bringing up the past. Cast it down. Knock it down. By the word and by prayer and praise. And remembering that we have fellowship with others. Thank you, Jesus, for keeping us safe. Keeping us focusing on you. Lord, I ask this in the name of Jesus. Be with me. Be with my family as we travel to Indiana to be with my son. And I give you all the glory, all the praise and the honor in your name. Help us to remember you all we have. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
If you have any prayer requests, you can send it to Call to Serve 316 at gmail.com. Any prayer requests or comments, Call to Serve 316 at gmail.com. You can also join me on Facebook, William A. Watson, or Facebook page, William Watson, or my YouTube page, WWatson123, or Call to Serve Podcast. Music was performed and written by Julius H. Nieder Section. So I want you to have a wonderful day. I'll be praying for you. God bless you.